So the question was asked, why is it that the Chatan and Kala do not see one another for the week prior to the wedding? We have to know that when we discuss customs, so there's an order, there's a hierarchy in halacha. Certain things are biblical. Certain things are on tradition from Moshe from Sinai. Certain things are rabbinic. Certain things are customs of all of Israel. And certain things are customs of a family or certain customs that are different. This is a custom that we don't really have such a strong halachic basis for. The people of Israel have been practicing this in certain circles, but we don't have anywhere in Shulchan Aruch that it says a couple should not meet the week before the wedding. It's not really recorded. So the question is, where does this custom come from? So whenever you have a custom like that, you have to realize that you're working backwards. And you're not working off of the texts. It's not like you have a Gemara that says it, and then you say, ah, so this is the source. You have a custom, and then you say, okay, wait a second, where'd this come from? So some rabbis are of the opinion that this is a custom that really doesn't have a basis. And if someone would want to meet with his kala, then he could. And we rely on that if there are instances where the couple has to meet, meaning sometimes there are things they have to take care of, and there's no other way to do it. A couple, for example, whose parents are not alive, and there are things that have to be taken care of before the wedding, and there's no other way to do it other than if they both take care of it. So sometimes we'll say, don't worry about it. You're allowed to meet before the wedding. That's okay. When we can, so we do stick to this custom. And there is a very practical reason for the custom, and there is also a halachic reason, which might be a reason behind the custom. If we're working our way backwards to figure out why this custom developed. The practical reason is that as we approach the wedding day, things become more and more tense. The nature of the chatan and the kala is that they become more and more tense as that moment approaches. And until they stand there under the chuppah and actually get married, and suddenly all the pressure comes down, there is tremendous pressure on them. And that last week, for every chatan and kala, is a week of anticipation, but also pressure. And people might not admit it to you, but believe me, I've been with hundreds and maybe thousands of chatanim by now. Everyone's under pressure in that week. And that's a situation which is very, very dangerous for a couple to be communicating, where things can be misunderstood and missaid. In order to keep the peace, so to speak, this custom is beautiful. I recommend to couples, I say, don't email, don't text message one another, don't talk on the phone. You'll be doing yourselves the greatest favor, and because it ensures that the anticipation is so much stronger, and the room for misunderstandings or hurting one another's feelings, it's just not there. You're not talking. So I think that the custom, just on that simple level, is a fantastic custom, and I recommend it very, very strongly for every couple. I recommend don't talk, don't SMS, don't email. Have a week where all you do is, if you want, send their gifts every day. I tell the chatanim, buy 7 gifts, send a beautiful letter with each gift. That you can do, great. You want to talk to her, no problem. Send her a gift with a letter. That, I think, is a nice thing to do. I know a chatan that 7 days, that the day they separate, they stop talking. So he sent her 7 roses. And then the next day, 6, and 5, and 4, and 3, and 2. And on the wedding day, he sent her a special delivery, a telegram that said, and the final rose is on its way when I come to do the bedekin. And when he came to the bedekin, when he came to put down the veil over, he came with the final rose. There's no reason not to do that. But this is a practical reason. Halachically, there's a different reason that is quoted. Our sages tell us that when people are excited, so different things happen to them. You know, for some people their mouth goes dry. For some people they stutter. Different people anatomically have different reactions to excitement. Chazal say that the nature of a woman is that certain excitement can bring on menstruation. And our sages say that when a girl hears that she's about to get married, if a girl suddenly hears, if a guy suddenly proposes to a girl, Chazal say it is very possible and likely that she had a slight menstruation at that time. The excitement of the thought, hey, I'm about to get married, can bring that on. In their days it was more common, in our days it is less common. It happens, but it's less common. One halachic opinion says that it is possible that the reason we have this custom of the couple not meeting till they're actually getting married is to prevent this extra excitement of the last week. That extra excitement that can actually cause her to menstruate, which would then cause the couple to have to get married in a situation where they're prohibited. So there is an opinion that says that that's the idea behind it. But again, that's working after the fact, working backwards. Okay?